Wave Sound presents an unabridged recording of Drunk on Confidence by Heidi Anderson, narrated by Heidi Anderson. For all the other Heidis out there, this book is for everybody. Please never forget that you are beautiful and you're enough just as you are. Introduction. If you'd asked me a decade ago how I was so confident, I would have given you a one-word answer. Champagne. Champagne confidence. You know how you feel after a couple of glasses of bubbles? You're feeling great, you're self-assured, and you're ready to take on the world? Well, that was me when I was drunk. I felt confident. After a few glasses of champagne or red wine, I was full of love for myself. I knew what I wanted, and I didn't give a fuck what people thought. I made people fall in love with my personality so that they wouldn't notice the fat girl. And it worked. People believed I was the bubbly, funny, confident fat girl who loved to party and didn't give a shit about what people thought of me. Being loud and funny was my crutch. My confidence for most of my adult life was on a Saturday night when I was binge drinking. The truth? I was masking my unhappiness with a loud, outgoing personality. I sometimes would spend hours getting ready, changing outfits 10 to 20 times in a row before heading out. And on some occasions, the anxiety wouldn't even let me out the front door. My close friends and family knew I had demons, as they were the ones who saw me break down. But anyone outside of my circle had no idea. I spent years hating on myself, silencing those body demons through sex, booze, and boys. The real me was invisible for most of my adult life, despite being the loudest person in the room. I didn't speak up because I feared judgment. I worried that people wouldn't like me anymore. I also thought what I was going through was unique to me and no one else would understand these thoughts. So I continued to drown out the noise. The way I spoke to myself was disgusting, but I truly believed it. I would stand in front of the mirror, hoping and praying that I would be skinny. One of my inner voices would start shouting, "No one will like you. You're too fat." Then, "How can you have any friends looking like that? You're disgusting and fat and ugly and I hate you." The saddest thing about this was that I truly believed these thoughts in my head and I let them define me for years. And then, in 2012, during the radio show I was working on as a breakfast host.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?